Sexual betrayal is one of the most traumatizing experiences a woman can ever go through in life. The one that you gave your heart to, the one you put your complete trust in, the one you love with all of your heart has given himself to another, had an affair, was deeply involved emotionally with another woman. Or he was deeply engrossed in a sexual addiction through pornography. You had no idea. Either way, whether it is another woman or pornography, your world as you know it has been obliterated. It has been shattered into a million pieces, blown apart. It has become like ash. What in the world has just happened? What have you experienced? What are you feeling? My friend, it's called betrayal trauma. And it's actually very real. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into what betrayal trauma really is, and we're going to start exploring how it affects those who've actually been injured by it. So stay tuned. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Welcome back to the show, beautiful. Before we get started, I want to let you know I only have 3 coaching spots available left for like the end of March going into April. I won't have any more available until May of this year. So if you are a woman who is steeped in the devastation of betrayal, or you are a couple seeking a way to restore your relationship after infidelity, then below in the show notes, I want you to click on that consult area with me, how to work with me, and fill out your intake form. Let's schedule your consult. It's free. We can see if coaching is right for you. I have many women and couples that I work with that are transforming their lives through proven strategies, a roadmap, God's way to bring you into healing and restoration. And I would love to you. And I would love to offer you the same thing. It would be such an honor to bring you through that healing process so that you can love your life again and look forward to the future that God has in store for you. So go below in the show notes, grab it while you can. There are only 3 available and there won't be any more until May of this year. So I can't wait to meet you. Let's dive into the show, shall we? Listen, we are in deep to this thing called betrayal trauma. What exactly is it? Have you dealt with it? Are you experiencing it now? And what do you do about it? Well, over the course of the next few episodes, I'm going to be diving deep into this thing to really explain what this is, what are the symptoms, what are the stages of it, and how do you even navigate through it and heal from it? So we're going to dive deep over the next few, so stay tuned. But today, we're actually talking about what betrayal trauma really is. But before we kind of give you that definition, so to speak, let's back up for a moment and look at trauma in and of itself. You know, trauma is actually defined as something that is deeply distressing or overwhelming. It's an experience that distresses you or overwhelms you, and it's commonly followed by emotional and physical shock. In other words, you've experienced this event, and it is beyond words. You can't even articulate how you feel, what you're experiencing. Your body is in complete shock. You are overwhelmed, and your body and brain doesn't know how to process the experience. So you have suffered trauma. And if it's left unresolved or untreated, then traumatic experiences often lead to short and long-term challenges. Now, let's look at betrayal trauma, because while they do have some similarities, there are also some things that are very different. Now, betrayal trauma occurs when there is someone in your life, let's say your spouse, of course, that you depend on very, very deeply. It might be financially. It might be for survival. It's just for love, relationship, deep connection. You are attached to them. And then what do? They violate your trust in the worst kind of way. Betrayal trauma comes from being mistreated by the one you love so dearly. You trusted them with everything in your being, and they are the one that you are doing life with. And that mistreatment might include things like emotional abuse, maybe physical violence, sexual abuse, and betrayal. Now, you can also experience things like gaslighting, manipulation, love bombing, love crumbing, all of these things that happen, which are considered emotional abuse, that occur when someone is hiding the fact that they are actually in a betrayal relationship. They are betraying you. They are involved with another, or they are hiding their pornography use. Now, betrayal trauma is the emotional pain that's associated with being betrayed by that person that you trusted so deeply. And the closer you are to them, well, the more betrayal trauma you're going to experience. Think about it. If you've been in a relationship for maybe a year, the betrayal trauma can be great when you find out that you've been betrayed through a sexual addiction, pornography use. You feel devastated beyond words. But what if you find out the same thing 20 years into that marital relationship, and you find out that the entire relationship has been based upon a lie? You talk about something crushing to your soul and your spirit. I mean, it's devastating to say the least. No matter where you are in this journey, the same applies with an affair. It is devastating. Not only do you feel the pain as the result of this trauma, you also may begin to question your own judgment. You question everyone around you, your environment. You trust no one. You trust nothing anymore, because you don't know what is real and what is not, what is truth and what is a lie. Betrayal brings with it deception, lies, secrets that have been kept from you, and these cause you to question everything. Now, the concept of betrayal trauma was originally developed by Jennifer Freud. She was a PhD professor of psychology at the University of Oregon. Now, she created the term betrayal trauma theory, and she did this to explain the type of betrayal, the type of trauma that you experience when someone that you love deeply, that you depend upon for survival, violates your trust and your well-being. She also observed that if you're betrayed by the person that you are married to, that you are vowed to, you may ignore, forget, or even block out the resulting trauma while you continue to rely on this person for your safety and security. Many times I hear women say, "Lisa, there were so many red flags. Why didn't I step up to the plate? Why didn't I notice them? Why did I ignore them, forget them, block them out? Well, it is because you were still relying on your spouse for safety and security. Don't beat yourself up over this, beautiful. Do not beat yourself up. Grant yourself grace. You were being traumatized because deep within, you knew something was just not quite right. I understand that kind of feeling. I remember for about 6 months before I even started investigating the fact that my husband was possibly betraying me, I saw all the red flags. I would periodically throw it out there and question him, but I kept relying on him. I kept blocking it out, saying, no, not my husband. No, there's no way he would do this to me. I know he would never betray me. But yes, he did. In the long run, he betrayed me with another woman for 2.5 years. So this is devastating. And you have to learn to give yourself grace because once again, you're in a relationship that used to be safe and secure. Now, while betrayal trauma can occur in any instance where trust is broken, there are a number of common situations that can result in this kind of trauma. We know that affairs, infidelity, is definitely right up there, right? Well, there's also porn, the sex addiction that takes place. And this can be very traumatizing when you find out that your partner has been hiding all of this from you. There's neglect, manipulation, dishonesty, abuse. All of this leads to betrayal trauma between you and your spouse. And this is at a deep, deep level. Now, when you experience betrayal trauma through maybe just one single event, there was a one-night stand you found out about, or maybe it was, you know, your husband had been using porn, but he'd only been using it once. And really, it was only once. Like, this is not a lie. This is not deception. There's proof, concrete proof, that that's all it was. Or let's say that you experienced betrayal trauma through reoccurring episodes over the years. Maybe you found out that your husband has been sexually addicted to pornography for the last 17 years of a 20-year marriage. Or maybe, like my husband, he had been in a 2.5-year affair with another woman. Or maybe your husband had started acting out with pornography and it increased to a full-blown sexual addiction that ended up with prostitution. And then it was affair after affair after affair. Yes, beautiful. I've witnessed all of these. I've worked with women of all stages of life and all backgrounds and every different kind of scenario that you can imagine. And all of these leave you feeling frightened, fearful, helpless, hopeless, you name it. You're devastated. And this resulting trauma impacts your brain, causing you to continuously feel fearful and unsafe around others, around yourself, around your spouse. And you are unsure if you can ever trust anyone, including yourself, ever again. Now, although betrayal trauma shares many of the same psychological, physiological, and neurological symptoms associated with fear-based traumas, there are some unique ways that we need to look at that differentiate betrayal trauma from a fear-based trauma. And what I mean by a fear-based trauma is a trauma that occurs and then you move forward from that event. Let's say that you are in a severe accident and someone is driving and the car was totaled, you were seriously injured. Well, you might have a fear, a trauma that comes out of that, that causes you not to want to get in a vehicle and not to want to drive for a long period of time. That is a real trauma that you've experienced. And so it comes from that event and moving forward, you suffer from that trauma. Well, betrayal can be very different. You're going to learn why in just a moment. But then there are also other fear-based traumas. Maybe you witnessed a shooting. Maybe you witnessed a robbery. Or like me, you witnessed a parent die in front of you and It was a medical malpractice, and it severely wounds you, traumatizes you from that event forward. Well, there are three distinct important ways that betrayal trauma is different from those kind of traumas, and I want to walk you through those really quickly. The first one is this: the person that you are married with, your spouse, okay, your spouse has betrayed you at a deep level. They are in close relationship with you. That is number one. The one who has betrayed you, your spouse, is in very close relationship with you. That means you're married to them, okay? So the violation of trust that you've experienced is deeply personalized. Like, it is personal in nature. The betrayal trauma can be more destabilizing to you than strictly a fear-based trauma, because the betrayal was committed by someone you are in deep relationship with. Your spouse betrayed you at the worst critical level. And research has shown betrayal trauma to be associated with more physical illness, anxiety, depression, dissociation, those kind of things, than traumas that are fear-based. So again, when you go back to that serious car accident, it may be very intense. It may cause severe fear. It could have been life-threatening, and now you're experiencing trauma from it. But that is from the event forward. Betrayal trauma, on the other hand, it actually jeopardizes your safety inside of the relationship with the one that you would normally turn to for comfort when you're distressed. You would normally run to this person when you are feeling any kind of trauma so they can help you process it. They can be there to comfort you and help guide you through. And when they're not, it causes extraordinary vulnerability at the greatest time of need. Number two is this: betrayal trauma affects your past, it affects your present, and it affects your future. Like I said a moment ago, a fear-based trauma from an accident due to, you know, you witnessing a robbery, or maybe you witnessed someone's death, you were in a car accident, those kind of traumas is very different from betrayal trauma in that the fear-based traumas go from the event forward. With betrayal trauma, it affects your past, present, and your future. It affects every area of your life. Now the memories that you used to have are affected. You look back on pictures, think about memories, maybe past vacations, and you wonder to yourself, oh my goodness, was the betrayal going on during that time? Or you recognize that it actually was. And now the memories feel tainted. It's like you want to throw all of those pictures away and say, every bit of that was a lie, and I don't want to even go back there any longer. I know for me, I looked back on my 5th wedding anniversary, where my husband and I decided to take a 10-day Caribbean cruise. I was so, so excited about this cruise. And it seems like we had the most amazing time together. The pictures were beautiful. The experience was amazing. However, I found out later on that during that same cruise, he was actually in relationship with the woman he was having an affair with. And it completely ruined for me that cruise. It tainted all of those memories. Now, am I looking for a way to redeem that? You bet your bottom dollar. And will I redeem it? You bet your bottom dollar. Because we serve a God who is a God of redemption. And there is nothing in your life that has been tainted by betrayal that God cannot redeem. I have had him redeem many memories for me. He has redeemed a lot of my past in my present, and He is going to redeem a lot in my future, and He can do the same for you. Betrayal trauma also affects your present because the pain is very real, and now you are faced with a healing journey that you didn't ask for. You didn't ask to go on this journey of healing from something that was placed upon you, that was dumped all over you in this dump truck of lies, deceit, betrayal, and secrets. And now you're having to just claw your way out of the mire, out of the muck and the quicksand of it all. You didn't ask for this. And that is the present when you are walking through the healing journey of betrayal. It can seem very, very daunting, and it can seem extremely unfair. But beautiful, let me give you a little bit of hope here. God wants you to embrace the present journey because there are flowers in the midst of the concrete and the ash and the dust and the thistles and the thorns. There's much that God wants to bless you with while you are walking through this healing journey. So don't miss it, beautiful. And then it does affect your future. What you thought once was moving into a future that you used to dream about might not be anymore. Things will never be the same. The marriage that you had exists no more. There is a time to grieve and a time to mourn that relationship. If you choose to reconcile, you will move into a brand new relationship. Yes, you have history with that person, yet it is a brand new relationship that needs to be developed moving forward because the things of the old cannot pass over into the new. The things that were in the old wineskins cannot be put into the new wineskin, so to speak. So it does affect your future. And then there's number three. The number three difference is there can be a high risk of reoccurrence. Now, with a regular fear-based trauma, I only witnessed my dad's death once. I will never have to witness that again. You may not be in but one accident in your entire life. You may only witness one shooting, if any, your entire life. The things that traumatize us, you may only experience once in life. But sometimes with betrayal, if things are not addressed and both are not on a healing journey to recovery, there is sometimes a high risk of reoccurrence. And that is due to that close and interconnected relationship between you and your husband. It can be difficult to confront or sever ties with your husband. And sometimes there are those that financially, they just can't leave. And they're stuck in a perpetual cycle of pornography use from their husband and or betrayal through infidelity. And it is very, very disheartening. Now, I will say that a betrayed spouse, you normally share a home with your husband. You may have children, and the finances also are there. These life ties make sometimes it very difficult and more complex and prolonged if you're choosing to move forward without your spouse. Just recognize, beautiful, to give yourself grace when you are trying to decide whether to stay or whether to go. But I will say this, if both spouses are determined with everything you are to enter into a healing journey, both individually and then coming together in coupleship to also enter into a healing journey to resurrect and create a brand new relationship, can it happen? Absolutely. Can it happen to where there will not be another occurrence? Yes and amen. Because with God, all things are possible. I am a firm believer that the old saying of once a cheater, always a cheater, once an addict, always an addict is just not true. Because through the blood of Jesus, through the resurrecting power of our Lord and Savior, a person can have a heart transformation, be changed forevermore, and you can go on to have a beautiful life beyond betrayal. I know that personally, and you can take that one to the bank. We serve an amazing God. Don't ever, ever think that you are beyond redemption, that your relationship is beyond redemption. With God, all things are possible if you just choose His way. So, how do you know if you are experiencing this thing that we talked about today called betrayal trauma? Well, beautiful, on our next episode, we're going to dive in even deeper. We're going to be talking about the symptoms of betrayal trauma, how you know you're actually dealing with it. And on some upcoming episodes, we're even going to look at the stages of betrayal trauma and how to begin healing from the devastation of betrayal so you can embrace the beautiful future that God has in store for you. So stay tuned. We have a lot in store for you. And beautiful, thank you for being a loyal listener. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful. We so appreciate you.